This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday morning wake-up call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. Have you ever been sucker punched? According to the Urban Dictionary, a sucker punch primarily involves a closed fist contacting the soft underbelly of a person beneath the rib cage at a high velocity, causing the ensuing force to press upward on the victim's diaphragm, leading to a sudden expulsion of air from the victim's mouth and lungs. This opening blow leaves the victim open to various other attacks. Well, it goes on to describe in more detail, but I think you get the picture. That's a physical sucker punch. According to one martial artist, if you're sucker punched, you only have two choices: when to attack and when to stop. The word defense is not even in his vocabulary, he says. Well, that's one man's strategy of what to do when you're attacked physically. I'm not a martial artist, not even close. And the kind of sucker punch I'm talking about today isn't a physical one, although it can do some damage. The kind of sucker punch I'm talking about involves an attack of another kind. It's happened to me. It's happened to you. Someone decides to go on a mission against you. Only you don't know, or at least you aren't aware of, their plan of attack. Maybe they aren't either. Maybe they aren't thinking. They're just angry, and all at once they pounce on you. Maybe it's something personal about you or your family, your values, your friends, or the way and manner you do your work. A sucker punch has everything to do with timing. It usually happens when you're focused on something else, maybe an important project or a big presentation, and wham, they attack. It could be a dual attack, more than just one person. In any case, they knock you off guard. You're reeling. You've been sucker punched. So what do you do? Unfortunately, too many people respond verbally in much the same way the martial artist did physically. They retaliate. When I see that guy with the bumper sticker that says, "I don't get mad, I get even," I change lanes. I mean, I don't want to be around that guy. Someone gets sucker punched at work or church or at home, and those places become the battlefields for getting even. You've seen that, and so have I. People can say some very unkind things, and people can respond by saying even more hateful and more unkind things. And around it goes until the supervisor or manager or owner has to reprimand someone or release someone. If it's a voluntary organization like the church, people dig in and fight or walk away. It doesn't have to be verbal barbs. It can and often does get played out with all manner of passive-aggressive behavior. A husband says something hurtful, his wife didn't see that coming, and instead of talking it out, she retreats to a room, shuts the door, and when asked what's the matter, she responds, "Oh, nothing," and refuses to talk. A husband gets sucker punched, and instead of seeking understanding, he gets in the car and speeds away. Well, you can probably think of other incidences of passive-aggressive behavior. There's got to be a healthier way to respond when you get sucker punched. The best way to respond to a sucker punch is to forgive that person then and there. Don't coddle the hurt. Don't pamper it. Forgive. Now, that doesn't mean you have warm, fuzzy feelings about that person or that you pretend it didn't happen. The thing about a sucker punch, it's hard not to take it personally because it's so personal. William P. Young said, "Forgiveness is not about forgetting, it's about letting go of another person's throat." Paul the Apostle wrote, "Do not repay anyone for evil." And in another place he wrote, "Be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good." Neither does it mean that you're a doormat for someone's abuse. The really harsh, aggressive assaults on Jesus came from the religious establishment and the people who were most devoted to that establishment, self-righteous Jewish leaders. On one occasion, they implied that Jesus was illegitimately born, and Jesus wouldn't let that slip. He said to them, "You are of your father, the devil." Now, that's pretty strong. But he said other things as well. And it wasn't like he said that and stormed away. He stood his ground and talked to them. He was just telling the truth. Responding like that is not easy, responding under control. And I have to admit, I struggle with that. And yet, if I'm thinking about how to get even, what I'm going to say to that person next time, and saying something that will set them straight in my eyes or hurt them like they hurt me, then I'm carrying around the poison they've dumped on me. And all the while, they may not even be thinking about it. They may not understand that they've hurt me, or they may be so used to saying unkind, harmful things that they aren't even bothered by the nastiness of their own words. If I'm unforgiving, if I'm carrying around those insults, seething inside myself, plotting to get even, well, that's a heavy burden to bear, and it's more harmful to me than to them. Somebody said, having an unforgiving attitude is like drinking poison and thinking it's going to hurt the other person. Remember this, God said, vengeance is mine, I will repay. So leave the retaliation to God. Go out and do something positive for someone, and in that way, you are reversing the curse of whatever that other person may have said about you or to you. And you're overcoming evil with good and setting yourself up for victory. You are the stronger person. Join me here next week. In the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be.
Dragged a comb across my head.